Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. For he says, in the time of my favorite, I hear you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation, said the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, thanking you, Master, for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you alone have given us. Thank you, God. When all else is shady, when all else is fading, when all else is crumbling, we stand on holy ground. Oh, hallelujah. We stand on the promises of God. The promises are yea and nay, and he said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. We stand on that. We believe within our heart. That what he has said, that it will come to pass. Oh, glory to God. And if you are a believer in Christ, yes, Lord, you know that he has been with you all along the way. When you felt tired, when you felt discouraged, when you felt empty, when you couldn't find your way, he was right there. He was right there. Glory to God. Waiting on you to call on him. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for your amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, God, because you kept us and you never left us. We thank you, God, because in everything we do, oh, God, we all must acknowledge you. We got to acknowledge you. We got to come to your place, oh God. The place where we can repent of our sins, oh God. Where we could acknowledge you as Lord and Savior over our lives, oh Master. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the chance. Sometimes we feel we would never have another chance. But we want to just thank you right now, in this moment, in this opportunity that you have given us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we just say amen. We just say amen. And we thank you for Jesus. Oh, we bless his name. And we say amen. 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 Oh, yes. We thank the Lord. We thank him for his son who went on that old rugged cross for us. Well, he could have came down, but he chose to stay. Oh, yes. I can give him praise right now. Give him praise. Most of us are time conscious. We're very time conscious. Many times we go to church, Bible study, Sunday school, we looking at what? We looking at the clock. We looking at our watch. Got something I got to go do. I got something I need to get done. I got somebody waiting on me. I got to take somebody. We are very time conscious. Sometimes we are too time conscious. We plan to buy our home, our piece of property at a certain time. Many of us have sat down with business planners to start our own business. And, of course, that's great. That's a great thing. Planning for that overseas trip to take in 2024. Yes, that is on our agenda. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with plans. There's nothing wrong getting ready to take retirement. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Something that you have been planning for some time. Excellent. Excellent reward to yourself to retire. Now, what I'd like to remind you is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has taken the time to put you and me in his plan. Now, do we have him in our plan? Huh? But he got us. Oh, he got us. Mm-hmm. Remember the day of salvation? He said he would never leave us. So that means any trips, any plans we may have, he is in there waiting on us to acknowledge him. He's waiting. Mm-hmm. So look at Matthew 24 and 36. Matthew 24 and 36 says, Jesus said, but of that day and that hour, no one knows that precise process for determining the feasts, the feast. And we know that this particular feast is the Lord's Supper. This is the feast that we're talking about, the feast. Not even the angels in heaven or even the Son knows this himself. Only the Father, glory to God, only the Father knows. Only the Father is aware of this particular time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is aware of this particular time. Yes. For all you nosy folks who have to know everything, well, God is saying this. This is one thing you won't know. You won't know when, and you won't know where. But you do know that I'm coming. Hey, whoo, hallelujah. You know he's coming. But you're not going to know when he's coming, and you're not going to know where. You're not going to know. Uh-uh. Timing is everything to God. Timing is everything to God. Say that to yourself. Timing is everything to him. John is one who gives us a chronological timing of the life and ministry of Jesus. I love John. Oh, when I was in the seminary, I loved the book of John to study him, to study his relationship that he had with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Well, let's look quickly. We're going to look at a couple of things. Mm-hmm. In the book of John. Yeah. One is John chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. And I'm not going to read verse for verse, but I'm just going to hit and explain a little bit about it. Turning the water into wine. Now, we know what took place, the water into wine. Uh-huh. The water. Think about that. The best was for last. That's really, I've heard ministers preach that. The best was left for last. Because when Jesus turned that wine, that water into wine, that was the best wine. That was like the top of the line of wine. That was a wine that nobody had ever tasted before. Because Jesus turned it. The water into wine. Remember that. And remember that this was a wedding feast that Jesus was invited to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a wedding feast where he was invited to. And his mother was there. And his mother told the people who were in the kitchen to do whatever he tell you to do. Glory to God. Don't that sound like some of us mamas, huh? When we know that we have anointed kids, when we know that our kids have expertise in certain areas, we will warn those who are not aware to just follow them and do whatever they tell them to do. And this is what Jesus' mother did. She told them to listen to what he had to say and do it. And that act of faith brought in the best wine that they ever had. Yes, the people were saying that they had the best for last, that the first rounds of wine was just like water. But this was something supernaturally special. Because the timing is everything. Everything to God. Think about that. Mm-hmm. John, that's what we're in. We're in the book of John. We're going to look at John John chapter 4, verse 46 through 54. And it says that there was healing an official son. So a man heard that Jesus was coming to the Sea of Galilee. Now, when you see that and you hear that, the title, you hear just a little bit of that, that means that in order for you to hear it, your faith rose up. Because your faith told you that if he get there, he could help me. Think about that. So timing is everything. Everything to God. Jesus sent to the man. Jesus saw the man. And he told the man to go home because his son was healed. And the scripture tells us that when he uttered those exact words, your son is healed. Go home. It took place just that. There was no wait. There was no special portion that had to be given. There was no certain prayer that had to be taken place. Jesus, glory to God, said it, and the man turned around and went. And as he was walking, they said, on his way, someone on the road told him that his child was healed. Glory to God. An act of faith. Timing is everything. Everything. Everything to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Look at this. Jesus. Healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda. He was at the pool. This was a man who couldn't walk. He couldn't walk.
He
couldn't walk. But he wanted to be healed. He couldn't walk. But he knew that there was a ritual that took place that so many times during the year that the water would be stirred up by the angel. The angel would stir up the water. But the key thing to this was you had to be able to get up and walk to get in it. The water wasn't going to come to you. And he couldn't get in. Glory to God. Why? Because he couldn't walk. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Timing is everything. Everything to God. Everything to his son Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus, the Son of God. Mary's baby. Look at Jesus. Yeah. Look at this. Look. Jesus. What he did. Jesus came and asked the man, do you desire to be healed? Simple. Do you desire to be healed? Because you see, a lot of times when we see people in line, be, you know, sitting in places and we just think we can go up to them and just lay, they may not want that. They may want to keep getting that disability check. They may want to keep letting people feel sorry for them and feeling like they need help. They may not want you to touch them and heal them. Okay? But Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? Glory to God. And the man said yes. Ha! Woo! That was an open door for Jesus. That was the open door. Jesus stepped on in there. And Jesus said, hey, you are healed. What he told him? Pick up what? Pick it up. The man, they said, had been down for 38 years, unable to walk. He told him to pick up his bed. He could pick it up. That mean he was able to stand up, and then he was able to have strength enough to pick up a bed. Think about that. After being bedridden, you know, you're weak. You have no strength. But look at the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm just going to break it down for you, because if you really, really, really understand the miracles of Jesus, oh, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you would acknowledge him as your Savior. He's somebody who can do something for you. Yeah, look at this. When he fed the 5,000, John chapter 6, verse 1 through 14, Jesus asked the disciples, listen to this. He asked the disciples, where can I buy bread for everybody? Now, Jesus asking that question, okay? He asking that to the disciples. And you see, when he was asking that question, this is a question that would actually alert you, bring you to a new level, make you open up your mind. If you was in a sleep mode, wake up, get alert. Where can I buy bread? Yeah. So Jesus was actually testing them to see where they were. Were they on this street with him? Or were they mine somewhere else? Huh? Faith. Here goes faith. But all glory be to God. There was a little boy that was there who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Mm-hmm. Who came in and enhanced. He enhanced the miracle that Jesus was already setting up. Glory to God. Huh? But taught the disciples, immediately taught them to walk by faith and not by sight. And it was taught through the little boy. The little boy didn't say, I'm not giving y'all my bread, I'm not giving y'all my fish. He offered it to them. Glory be to God. How many of us would have done that? Oh, that's another story. That's another story. Walking on water, chapter 6, verse 15 through 21, John. The intimacy, the intimate experience of Jesus walking on water in the sight of the disciples. Mm-hmm. How they stopped when they saw him. They had been rowing, rowing, rowing on the boat. They had been rowing. But all of a sudden, here comes somebody on water. And they wanted to say, Jesus, is that you? They were terrified. Some Bibles, some scriptures say they were fearful. No, they were terrified. Huh? It's just that nobody said they was hollering and screaming. But they were terrified because this was not daylight. This was somewhat in the evening as the sun is setting. So this looks like some kind of mirage coming towards you. You're not sure what it is. So they holler, Jesus, is that you? Huh? Yeah, so Jesus is trying to teach them how to what? Get out the boat and walk by faith. Glory to God. Walk by faith and not be fearful. Yeah. John chapter 9, verse 1 through 41 talks about how Jesus healed the blind man. He healed him. Yeah, he was blind. He couldn't see. But he did. He rolled up some mud and some clay. Huh? Mud and clay and used it. Placed it on the blind man's eyes. The blind man didn't say, oh, don't touch me, Jesus, with that. Don't do that. The blind man was willing to do whatever Jesus said to do. Why? Because he had that much of faith and belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verse 1 through 46 talks about Jesus with his favorite friend. We all have a favorite friend. We all got a partner. We all got a bosom buddy. This was his friend Lazarus, who had Sister Mary and Sister Martha. Oh, glory to God. You know, we're talking about timing is everything. It's everything to God. You know, they were crying. They wanted Jesus to come now. They didn't want Lazarus to die. Oh, they was angry with Jesus. We took so long, and Lazarus was dead. He was in the tomb. He was smelling, and they were angry. But timing was everything to Jesus. You remember, Jesus is the resurrection. Hallelujah. He is. Lazarus was not dead. He said he was just sleeping. Glory to God. And he had to remind them, Mary, I am the resurrection. Oh, glory to God. I'm the one, baby. I'm the one who's going to raise him up. I'm the one.
All right.
I'm the one that then came and sit in your house and taught you Bible study. I'm the one who you done sit at my feet, Mary, and listen to what I had to say. Glory to God. Miracles were all used as teachable moments with Jesus, where the timing is everything to the Son and to the Father. So are you in any of these miracles? Witnessed more than enough and knew it had to have been? You knew it had to have been God. Have you ever witnessed seeing more than enough? But you knew there was lack in the beginning, but all of a sudden more than enough showed up. Have you witnessed that? Have you witnessed a child, an adult, healed because Jesus said so? Have you actually witnessed the miracle? Glory to God. Have you witnessed a person struggling to get to a place so they can be healed? Did you offer them a hand? Did you offer them an encouraging word? Did you witness there was only a little, but when the faith of the cooks, the meal was stretched, it was stretched, and everybody had enough. Have you ever witnessed that? And you just didn't even think about it. You didn't think about it because you just went on. So these are the miracles that we miss. And they're happening every day right in your town, right in your street, right in your community, and many times right in your home. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He had to have faith. You have to have faith so you could wait on the water. You know, the water. A trying situation. You had to put the enemy under your feet and you had to walk. Have you ever did that? Have you ever had to tell the water to be still? Have you ever had to do that? Looking at the healing power of Jesus who restored sight to someone who had never seen before. Have you experienced that? This is faith. Proverbs 27:1 talks about a day is not promised. So we should never boast about tomorrow. We should enjoy today. We should enjoy this moment, knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us and he is in that moment. Yeah. You pray for that family member, that neighbor to rise up out of the depression, out of the heartache, out of the pain that was causing them to feel dead. They felt dead. They felt destroyed. They felt it was all over. They were spiritually dead. But God our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
God.
He came. And he delivered.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes. He is a deliverer. And timing is everything to him. Timing is everything to God. We must remember that. Everything is beautiful in God's time. In his time. When creation took place, it was in his time. It wasn't our time. It was in his time. So here we see in the book of John that miracles took place. But in the time of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it was in his time. It was not in our time. It was in his time. Yes. So timing is everything to him. Yeah. And it should be everything to us. Timing. Spending time with God. Spending time with Jesus. Spending time doing the works that is required for you to do without someone having to make you do it. Going to see the sick. You know somebody is sick. And you just saying, I'm going to be praying for you. No. Go see them. Go pray for them. You have that ability. If you are a believer in Christ, that is what you are supposed to do. Yes. We're not supposed to be wavery. Huh? We're not supposed to be wavery. In our deeds,
all right,
our deeds that God has ordained for us to do.
Yes.
We are supposed to be doers of the word. If the word say go, if the word say pray, if the word say heal, if the word say feed, and you know when the word say feed, and when the word say feed your enemy. Pray for your enemies. Some of us find that so hard. But here I want to explain to you real quickly. You don't have the power to do that. And God knows that you don't have the power. That's why he's waiting for you to ask him to help you, to show you how to pray for the enemy. Oh, yes. And all you got to do is ask him. Because he is a loving Savior. He is there for you. And he desires to teach you. Because in these lessons tonight, in the book of John, if you sit down in your own quiet time and look at him, Jesus was teaching. He was teaching. He was the greatest teacher. I will always say that. He is the greatest teacher. As students of the Word of God, we should notice our instructors. We should give reverence to those who teach us and teach us with compassion. Help the disciples with compassion. Those who are willing to receive. Yes. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this moment. We thank you, Master, for your timing, God. Your timing is everything, oh God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, show us how to be timely. Show us how to spend time with you. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen, amen. We thank God for you, and we look forward to having you with us on tomorrow evening with Minister Sadie and on Sunday with God Favorite Ministries with Minister George. Oh, yes. It is a blessing. And don't forget the special guest that will appear in the month of April. Yes. Be dutifully. Be attentive, if at all possible. And we just say amen. And amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And remember, God's time is everything. We need to learn how to spend more time with God. Amen.